The Republican-led effort to recall California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has passed a certain hurdle that can advance it to the ballot this fall. The voters behind the recall say they're frustrated with his managing of the pandemic and business restrictions, but also high taxes, cost of living. If the Newsom recall is successful, it would be only the second time it's happened to a governor in the state's history. Nicole Nixon is a politics reporter at member station Cap Radio in Sacramento. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Robin.
And that other recall was a big one. In 2003, the Democrat Gray Davis was removed from office and the Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger took his place. Now, we've all seen pictures of the SUVs packed with petitions and people busily, you know, working behind this recall effort today. But still, was it surprising that it has gone this far? They've got, at least on the preliminary ballots, they've got enough signatures to go through to the real ballot.
Yeah, you know, yes and no. A few things really aligned to make this possible for Newsom's critics. The first is that, you know, this recall effort began more than a year ago. They filed the paperwork just before the pandemic. And last fall, because of the pandemic, a judge gave them an extension on their deadline to gather signatures. So they got a lot more time. And it was soon after that that the governor attended a birthday party indoors with a group of about a dozen people. And this was at the same time he was telling others to stay home and avoid those types of gatherings. So that really lit a fire for recall organizers. Their signature drive exploded after that. They ended up turning in more than 2 million signatures to put the recall on the ballot.
Yeah, that we should say that birthday party was in a really, really fancy restaurant. It was not
yes.
a good look. But as we're saying that this now can possibly make it to the ballot, there are some steps. What are they?
Yeah, so now that officials have confirmed there are enough valid signatures for this to move forward, now we're in this window where anyone who signed a recall petition has the chance to remove their signature. There's a small team of Democrats working on this, helping people remove their signatures if they want, but they'd have to find over 100,000 people who want to change their mind to remove their name. So that's not likely to stave off this recall, but it's not impossible. And if the recall does move forward later this summer, the state will come up with an estimate of how much the election itself would cost. So we're likely looking at a special recall election later in the fall in around November.
Right. And you guys write in a great fact sheet that Cap Radio put together, we'll post it at hearingnow.org, that Governor Newsom at least is taking it seriously. He's raising money. And others are thinking of running. We know former Olympian Caitlyn Jenner is one of the hopefuls to take over Newsom's job. Who else?
Yeah, Caitlyn Jenner is probably the one with the biggest name ID so far, but there's a few Republican, you know, former candidates and elected officials. There's the former mayor of San Diego, Kevin Faulkner, who was seen as the most likely contender against Newsom in 2022, which was supposed to be the next gubernatorial election. The Republican businessman who ran against Newsom in 2018 says he'll run. There's also a former GOP congressman. And, you know, I'll just point out that the threshold to run as a replacement in these elections is pretty low. So we could see many, many more candidates jumping in. You know, in 2003, there were 135 people that ran as a replacement for Gray Davis.
Well, and just briefly, we know polling shows Newsom is in a good position to fend off this recall, but how are Democrats? Are they upset?
You know, they're branding this as a GOP-led effort backed by political extremists. Yeah. Newsom's really trying to unite Democrats behind him.
Nicole Nixon, politics reporter at Cap Radio, thank you.